The Advisory Commission on Rakhine State, headed by former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, is tasked to propose solutions to resolve long-standing communal conflict between Buddhist and Muslim populations in Rakhine. 6 months after its establishment at the behest of the Myanmar government, it comes up with an interim report and recommendations following several field trips. Commission member Ghassan Salami chaired the press briefing held in Yangon on Thursday.
First and foremost, a full and unimpeded access for humanitarian organizations into the areas where violence has taken place. In fact, to all areas in the Rakhine State. A second recommendation is for a full and regular access for both local and international media representatives to these same areas.
Access to the region has been restricted since the government forces began clearance operations after 9 police border guards were killed in attacks on the 9th of last October. As the security forces have been accused of extrajudicial killings, rape, torture, and arson during the operations, the commission calls on the Myanmar government to ensure that perpetrators of the crimes to be held accountable. Salami notes changes need to take place within the security forces.
First, in its composition, what the commission would like to see is a better representation of all groups living in Rakhine in the police force. Because we believe that when the police force in its composition reflects better the general population of the state, it helps a lot. Second, we would like the local police to be trained in respect of human rights, or in better respect of human rights.
The commission also calls for closure of all camps for internally displaced persons.
We don't believe that the IDP are a natural state of things, especially for those who are in the IDP, who used to live like a few meters or a few dozens of meters from those IDP.
More than 100,000 people, most of whom Muslims, have been displaced since violence broke out in 2012. Some have been reportedly stuck in the camps nearly 5 years after being forced to move. The Myanmar government is also urged to draft a clear strategy and timeline to revitalize a failed citizenship verification process. Over 1 million Muslims in Rakhine are reportedly denied citizenship, which leads to their movement restricted and rights denied. A statement issued by Myanmar's State Councillor's Office hours after the report's release says the large majority of the 30 or so recommendations will be implemented promptly with a view to maximum effectiveness, and the implementation of a few will be contingent upon the situation on the ground. A final report by the Commission will be submitted by the end of August. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun, reporting from Yangon.